Where have you lived in Burnaby?
Well, I lived in North Burnaby, at Cliff Avenue for about 35 years. And then we moved from there. We have a townhouse at Simon Fisher Village, although we're not living there right now. For the moment, we're looking after my mother. She lives in Delta, so we're looking after her.
Commuting.
Yeah, commuting. So our townhouse is sitting there waiting for us to occupy it, right, basically.
So you haven't actually lived in that one yet?
No, just other than for a couple of months. We did one, and we went... my mother's not able to look after herself, so we're doing job right
your
now.
Family, your children all left home?
Yes, I have two sons who are firefighters.
In Burnaby?
No, Coquitlam and Delta. And my daughter's a school teacher. She is, as a matter of fact. Substitute teaching right now. She was lived up in Port St. John, taught up there for about 3 years, and then come back to town. I don't know why she didn't stay up there, but I guess you could see sort of a dead end there. Mm-hmm. So she wanted to finish get her degree in teaching at Simon Fraser. So,
has she got it?
Yeah, she picked her. Yeah, she completed her all her schooling and. I guess she still goes back to take courses, but, you know, selective courses that she's interested in that'll help her in her teaching profession. So she lives just across North Road in Coquitlam, but she wanted to be close to Simon Fraser, so she could still attend when the opportunity was right.
Where did you come from before you came to Latin?
Well, I was born in Vancouver. And lived in Burnaby when I was quite young. We lived on a chicken ranch in Southwood Street in South Burnaby. My dad was an underground miner, gold miner, hard rock miner. And he worked in different places, but in those early days, the early, late 20s, early 30s, you could get accommodations for wife and family in most of the camps. So he lived in the camp and we lived in town, and he sent his paychecks home, and we moved to Pioneer Mines. So that was in the Bridge River, and we lived there for a few years, and finally come back to Vancouver. He got silicosis, and in 1941 he could not pass the medical to go underground.
So you had to come back to Vancouver.
Back to Vancouver, and he went into the war work and worked in the war industry, and we. I went to school, and then I worked in the shipyards for a while, and then was in the Navy for about a year.
Mm-hmm. In the war? During
the war, yeah, the tail end of the war. And I went out and used some of my credits, my DVA credits, to go to school. Then I was in the Canadian Merchant Navy for a while they had a Merchant Navy. And ultimately, the fire service. I was in between that. I worked for a while as a pipe fitter.
But
then I put most of my life in LSA as a fire fitter.
Did you train in the Ladner as a firefighter, or have you had some?
They trained you. The Federal Fire Service preferred that you had some experience. Wasn't totally necessary, but I did. Been trained. It was on the job training. And Burnaby, much the same. They had a training program they put you through for 2 or 3 weeks, and then you went in and worked on a crew. So it was sort of on the job training in those days, and then it's much that way today.
So you went to school in Vancouver and in Burnaby?
Didn't go to school in Burnaby, just in Vancouver, and took some, I guess, some training. I went to school after to pick up some credits and courses that I had. I guess I was a dropout. high school dropout during wartime. I just left to work in the war industry, and then I picked my math up and took other correspondence, and finally I went to Labor College. That was at McGill.
Oh, you do know.
Yeah, they sponsored me there. Took some
was this
post-secondary training there. Mainly in they have four courses that they. One is history. The other is economics, of course. The other is psychology. And I guess I gave you the economics, psychology, history, and political science.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you did that after you were a firefighter?
Yes, yeah, I had to take a break and go back and do that. Mm-hmm. And so that, I guess, rounded up my education. Other than that, I took a lot of first aid training prior to going in the fire service, and while I was in the fire service, so I was their first aid instructor before I went into the training office. And I finished up my career as a duty chief or an assistant chief.
Mm-hmm. So, in the fire department.
Yeah. But I enjoyed it because I guess it was challenging, and it was satisfying, you know, because you felt you were making some a contribution.